This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Josh Shampoo Trauma and Listener Plugs. Coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
And now let's join the Doug LaDouche town hall meeting already in progress.
And let me be perfectly clear. The fact that I accepted a plea bargain does not mean I was guilty. Let's try and stick with the issues and not focus on my qualifications. Next question, please.
Hello, Mr. LaDouche. I'm Barbara Kravitz-Kuntz. I'm from PETA.
PETA? PETA. Is that in my district?
No. PETA is a group whose mission is to champion animal rights.
Speaking of champion animals, my family raised greyhounds for several years. We had three champions until we had to put them down. Oh. They're only competitive for a couple of years, you know.
That is so insensitive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? Well, every Christmas we would dress them up as little reindeer and take them to visit sick kids. My apologies, Toots. Now who's insensitive?
What?
Excuse me, sweetheart. Lenny? If this is going to drag on much longer, I'm going to need a burger. All right, honey. Thanks for the question. By the way, here's some free tickets to the circus. Compliments of the LaDouche campaign.
Nice.
And by the way, get there early. You don't want to miss the monkeys and the midgets.
You're a pig.
That reminds me. Lenny, can I get bacon on that burger?
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, I very rarely do this, but Josh was telling me the most fascinating story off the air.
Was he now?
He was telling me that, I'm not sure how long ago this happened, but you said you had switched your shampoo. Is that right?
I did.
No.
Well, you know what? I'm going to try this other shampoo.
Walk me through this again. Okay.
So that was like three weeks ago.
With the amount of hair you have, you don't need shampoo. You need Clearasil.
Look who's talking.
Set the bald guy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I am balding for sure. Yeah.
You think you have more hair than he does, don't you?
Right now I do.
No, you
what?
I know that's not true, but I am.
Of course, it's not true.
I am certainly bald.
What do you mean you switch shampoos? What'd you go to?
It's fascinating.
I went to something else, and you know what?
Now here's the twist.
You're not going to believe this part.
Didn't care for it. I see flakes every now and again.
So what were you using?
What I was using. This is what really happened. They discontinued the shampoo I was using. No. I take that back. They changed formulas.
How do you know?
Because when it arrived, I went, well, this is a different color and consistency. And I tried it and I went, what the hell? This doesn't work as well. And I went online.
Is this a normal shampoo or is this to remove some
dandruff?
Kind of crap?
Pablum free.
Is this like this kills the bugs?
Tegrin or something?
It's meant to head and shoulders. Metaceuticals.
Okay.
It's called Metaceuticals.
Well, that's a laxative.
It was Metamucil. It was recommended to me to keep me from losing more hair.
Gotcha.
It's a scam.
Yes.
Really?
It's a three part system. You have your shampoo, you have your
Where'd you take your wallet out and give them the money? That's right up front.
No, it's not that bad. It was only $800 a month. So the thing is,
it's working.
You can't put a price on keeping your hair.
And it really was working. It was keeping because, like I would get kind of scaly up there too, like up on my scalp, and then those scales would kind of lose my. I would lose my hair with that. Yeah, I'm not proud of it, but hey, you know, bodies can be embarrassing, and so. I went, oh, man, and I went online, and people were like, why did they change the form? This is garbage now.
Oh, so you're not the only one upset.
So I went to a different shampoo, and it was working okay, but it's a little pungent. It's that...
What's the new one?
Tarcoal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, okay, I'm going to try something else. So I tried something else. So now I went back.
He went back to the Metamucil?
No, the tarcoal. Whatever the hell.
Right.
Yeah.
Tarcoal?
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like someone with a speech impediment doing a barbecue. Or your charcoal.
No, it's good. It eliminates any kind of dry. I have an overreactive oily scalp.
Yeah, the charcoal's not hot yet. Yeah.
This is good for that. Yeah.
You know what a man uses?
What?
Baby shampoo.
Well, that's what I use. And look at your hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby shampoo.
Look how fluffy it is.
What would you do?
Did anybody else get the irony in that sentence?
Yes.
You know what a man uses?
Baby shampoo.
I was quite aware of that.
Right by me.
I use that whatever that's called, Johnson & Johnson
baby
shampoo.
What would you do?
No more tears.
I'm serious.
Doctor said, "Well, Johnson, I hope you haven't been using Johnson because it accelerates hair loss." What would you do?
That's too late.
You use all the
game over.
Basic ivory soap. Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo.
That's right. Tide detergent.
His entire world is 1967. That's it.
I think we won World War II.
Don't say Kennedy.
I think I am going to change deodorants, though.
Yeah?
I learned.
My deodorant's quit
native.
Working.
Native's good.
I want to try that Squatch.
Squatch?
Yeah. I want to try that.
But you're using Mitchum.
Well, we use Mitchum.
I use Mitchum.
No.
I don't know what
Mitchum.
She's talking about.
No.
I use Mitchum.
Right now I use Axe. Deodorant.
Really?
No, you don't.
I thought you could only use that if you were in junior high school.
That's the spray. Axe deodorant and this body spray are way different.
Does Squatch make you smell like a Sasquatch?
I think the idea is that if you were a smelly Sasquatch, this would help you.
Ah, gotcha.
Huh.
And I'm tired of being called the smelly Sasquatch.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, okay. It's good to know. I'm glad you brought up this conversation.
And what kind of deodorant do you use? Right Guard?
No, I used to.
The same as Frank Gifford?
I used to use Right Guard.
You used to use Right
Guard. Yeah, and now I use something called Tom's.
Oh, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
It's a deodorant. It's not an antiperspirant at all.
You shouldn't use an antiperspirant. Antiperspirant backs up your pores and then causes you to get massive
total
pimples.
Total placebo.
Not me.
That's right. Studies have shown you need aluminum in your system.
Antiperspirant. You might as well just drink poison, Christy.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore.
It's going to be quiet.
I'm at an age. It doesn't matter.
Now, we had the stupid story about this artificial thumb.
Yes.
that I think...
Back to that, huh?
Well, it was a third thumb.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree. It should be a fourth thumb.
I mean, shouldn't it be a third and fourth?
Yes, third and fourth thumb.
You could.
Yes.
One on each hand.
Yes. I mean,
it's a robotic thumb. It's probably an amazing invention. It would be handy for those that have issues. Sure.
Would you put your extra thumb on your right hand, the one you write with, or your other
dominant
hand?
Yeah. I'd put it next to my wiener just to show contrast.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have to have a thumb, Russell, before you play with yourself?
Thumb war.
One, two, three, four, I had to go, woo!
This is from RK. He writes, I had an industrial accident and lost my left index finger and thumb.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, hilarious.
Sorry.
I bought one of those magician's fingers.
Oh, like where you hide things?
Yeah.
You hide the scarf in there?
And it helps.
It helped.
Have a great weekend. Okay, thank you very much.
Well, Tom, all right. Good.
All right.
Glad it helps.
Did he tell me what my card was at the end there? No?
Oh, that'd be good.
Where's he performing at this week?
He's in Janesville, Wisconsin.
Is that right?
With, let's see, with John Gasper and Alex Dragakovicajakovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajovicajov summer games. Christy, what have you got over there at the Silac?
Wait a minute. We do have listeners weighing in what they're going to do this weekend.
Okay, good.
Oh, okay.
Tom, my name's Carrie, K-A-R-I. I'll be appearing as an audience member with my boyfriend at the Never Not Funny on Sunday, 2 p.m. at Zanies in Rosemont.
Well, wonderful.
Oh, nice.
I haven't checked there. There may still be some tickets available if you'd like to come. Thank you for plugging this date for us, and we hope to see everybody there.
That's and great. There's one on Saturday.
Ari in Sioux Falls.
At Buskirk Chumleaf.
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, with Jimmy Pardo recording his podcast tomorrow.
I start my annual training this weekend for the National Guard. I'll be there.
Oh. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank
for the next
service,
2 weeks.
Who is it?
Man.
Just don't want you to worry. That's from Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay.
I'll be at my granddaughter's first birthday on Saturday. No plans on Sunday. I'll keep
That's so sweet.
Prize of changes. That's Scott.
Thank you.
Hey, chick, I'm doing a staycation until June 11th.
Well, how about that?
That's from Aaron.
That's wonderful. Enjoy that.
This is from Lonnie, one of my favorite emailers. I'll be at Shane and Jean's house Saturday for game night.
Really?
And refreshments in Louisville after. Rick, Katrina, John, and Christy, not your Christy, will also join us.
Oh, well, fun.
That's terrific.
I feel like I'm watching the end of Prairie Home Companion 5 years ago. Before everything got all handsy.
Thing did get handsy, didn't it?
I don't know.
Hey, Spanish Town has banned inflatable penis costumes.
Brought to you by Buttermilk Biscuits.
And sex dolls due to wild bachelor and bachelorette parties.
Wild!
Yeah. The resort town of Playa de Hora is a popular location for such parties, with local authorities say has led to some unacceptable behaviors. The new law bans people from appearing on the public thoroughfare without clothing or only in their underwear or with clothing or accessories representing human genitals or with dolls or other accessories of a sexual nature.
What do you think now?
Offenders could face fines of up to $1,600.
Wow.
Whoa.
Here's my $1,600. So, and here's my penis gun.
So for the two... A little tip of the hat to the sanctity of marriage, you dress up in a 6-foot penis costume. Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
classic.
Do they still allow those straws?
The penis straws?
You know, the bane of every comedian that has a bachelorette party at the comedy club.
Usually, if you want to dress up like a dick, you wear an Ed Hardy shirt. Thank you very much. Boy, that was one of the funniest jokes of 11 years ago.
Yeah. Ed Hardy.
We don't see those much anymore.
Yeah, no. Not really.
Authorities in Nebraska have updates on the case against a funeral home worker who allegedly used a sex doll he found in the home of a deceased person. Ryan Smith was arrested last October for allegedly breaking into the Omaha apartment. Recent court filings state the 42-year-old was dispatched to collect the remains with a coworker. Notice near the body on the bed, a very real life-size version of an adult female.
Hey, listen, look. First, they always say before we criticize an employee, we should give them a compliment. I compliment you on going with the sex doll. Now,
yeah. Could have been worse.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. So thank you for doing that. Yeah.
Later that
day.
I mean, first of all, so there's a dead body the funeral guy goes to pick up.
Yeah.
And he's dead next to the sex doll.
Do you think the person died while?
Maybe. Could.
Oh.
Hey, sloppy second Susan. Jeez. I mean, if you got to, first of all, give the doll time to grieve.
Oh, jeez.
She's just lost her man.
Later that day, the property manager reported hearing noises coming from the apartment and later saw the suspect leaving with his clothes disheveled.
Did you hear the sounds that Josh offered?
So the guy allegedly used it in the house where the body...
The 41-year-old was arrested on a burglary charge, charges are possible as officials plan to collect DNA samples from the sex
This
doll.
Guy's eyes never left the corpse while he was doing the sex
Authorities doll. Allege he intended to smuggle the sex doll out in a body bag, but was arrested.
Can't we all agree most funeral workers are necrophiliacs?
No.
That's why they get into the business?
I'm sorry.
You know that Christie's
truth of the business
niece is
that's why I said that.
Okay.
She's a filthy pervert. So
if I'm getting the story, the body's gone.
Right.
They've removed the body. He comes back, allegedly breaks in the afternoon to get the sex doll.
But he doesn't just steal it. Yes.
He bangs it right there first. Well, you want to try it out before you take the time to
test drive. I mean, don't you have to, wouldn't you want to clean it out somehow?
No,
it makes it dirtier. Yeah.
If its nose is running, you want to empty it.
Full, huh?
Okay. The old joke.
I assume this is one of those ultra-realistic...
Real dolls is what they're called.
Do they have removable parts that you put in the dishwasher? And
I know the gentlemen do. They have click on.
Really?
Wow. Mine has a removable. Sometimes I take it off and use it as a beverage koozie.
Is that right?
Keeps my Heineken
for shot
cold.
Glasses. Yeah, you can see what I was doing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm very
the
small.
Implication being
very small. From that?
Very tiny.
Boy,
couldn't fit a beer can in there.
Itty bitty.
That guy's not far from banging a corpse.
No, he's not. You're right. That's creepy.
Now, would you consider that cheating? not this perv, but I mean in general.
If I were to have sex with a sex doll.
No, if you found out your husband has a sex doll.
There was a life-size sex doll in the closet.
With it was like 6 feet tall and brunette hair.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you remember the guy in England that had the, there was a company that would make a doll look just like somebody?
Yeah.
And the guy had it made to look like his late wife?
No.
That's as sad can be.
Yeah. Well, he loved her.
But effective.
Well,
they do, and they look remarkably like the person. Hmm. I mean, the one of my dad is dead on. I mean, it is.
Now, is there a heater, or are they room temperature?
Do you let him play the banjo every now and then?
Is there a plug-in thing like my ski boot warmer, so you can bring that thing up to 98.6? These are all fair questions.
Christy, would you consider it cheating if your husband had sex with a corpse?
Yes.
You know something?
And I would be divorced
There'd be a couple of different issues here.
Yeah. Is that what would bother you the most?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I should have to deal with that.
No.
A wife has come home and learned that about their husband.
Wouldn't that be awful?
Yes, that would be.
Hey, here's some things our listeners are up to again this weekend.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah,
thank you.
Good Lord.
Not having sex with corpses.
This is from Clayton. I'll be indulging in heavy drug use and elective surgery in my garage.
Elective?
That's an exciting weekend.
So come by. I'll be appearing tonight at Devos Performance Hall for the performance of a touring musical Wicked with my best friend's wife. It's okay for you to mention that we are in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
It's Dale in Grand Rapids. Hey, fellas and lady, just wanted to let Tom know that our girls softball team has a doubleheader at 10 a.m. tomorrow. I'll let you know how it goes.
All right, good. Thank you.
That's from Andy. So there you go.
Okay, there we go. That's certainly very helpful.
Up to date now.
Christy, anything else over there?
Yeah, an entire herd of Black Angus cattle has disappeared.
Of course I've heard of Black Angus cattle.
Jonathan Fortin, owner of the cattle farm in Quebec, told Global News that he initially thought his
You're
calves...
You're closer! Punch her!
Yeah, I hate it. We're not doing that.
Thought his calves and cows might have gotten loose. However,
wait a minute. So an entire
herd
of cows. See, this to me is a Spielberg movie.
Oh, what the hell happened? Yeah.
This is UFOs.
Yeah, abducted.
Well, when he found a set of tire tracks and a fence that appeared to have been dismantled,
Mr.
Fortin concluded they were stolen. He said the loss amounts to about $150,000 worth of livestock.
Whoa.
Which were not insured against theft.
Why hasn't
what do you insure them against?
Why hasn't there been a Close Encounter of the Fourth Kind or whatever? A sequel.
Hmm.
That's just waiting to be made.
Quebec
right?
Provincial
how many,
Police.
How many cows?
How many did I say?
How many in a herd? 160, right?
It doesn't say how many cows. It just said it's worth $150,000.
Okay. Where's the beef?
I hope he asked that. If that guy didn't come outside and say, where's the beef?
Listen, he lost an opportunity.
He's laughing like it's funny. What are you laughing at?
Police.
Where's the beef?
Where's
the beef?
They were cows.
A Clara Peller reference.
Anything not of this century. And he loves it.
I'll tell you what, in Quebec, the McRib is coming back.
Modern cattle rustling is what the police are calling it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's
stolen cattle.
Kind of ballsy.
Christy, would you consider it cheating if you're...
if your husband's having sex with a cow.
Are you bringing the cows into this?
No cows, man. Okay,
oh,
here's an odd story about a snake. Firefighters in Michigan, this does have a happy ending, rescued a pet snake that got caught in a girl's teacup.
Oh, in a teacup. Oh.
The Lansing Fire Department said the young girl was having a tea party when her pet snake decided to join in.
But isn't that the one that the dumbass is on?
What?
He's on the fire.
Oh, Dyer?
Dyer, he's on the fire department.
Is he on
right?
the Lansing Fire Department?
Is he on Lansing?
Suburban.
How old is this?
No. I'm sorry. He's in Grand Rapids.
When the reptile...
And how old is this girl, Christy, to have a teacup? Her boobs must be huge.
Is that even possible?
No. It's a tea party, you sick.
No. You got your A, your B,
yeah.
your C, double D.
I was like, where is he going with this?
It goes all the way up to T?
Oh, my gosh.
That's too much. You need a wheelbarrow.
Or a couple Sherpas.
The reptile got stuck in her tiny teacup.
Sounds like she's real fat.
The family visited the Lansing Fire Station number 6, where firefighter Jones... I don't know his first name. Bravely came to the rescue and freed the snake.
Basketball.
Basketball Jones.
Basketball Jones.
The department said the young lady was then able to continue with her tea party.
Oh, okay.
You know, they got it out.
No how.
One of the guys whipped out a flute, did that whole.
I know.
Snake came right out.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.